Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about. Headphones ready to hear what it's all about. Sound out now when it's all
we'll
about.
We'll have no fun, cause your Christmas podcast comes out today.
We'll have no fun, cause your Christmas podcast comes out today.
Nope on the Jen Kirkman podcast, season 11, episode 19. I'm your host, Jen Kirkman. Hi, everybody. Well, I don't know if you remember last week's episode, but I was complaining about how on the picket lines for the WGA strikers, us Writers Guild folks who are on strike here on the East and the West Coast, I was saying that on the West Coast, celebrities are coming out, delivering pizza, bringing coffee, all kinds of stuff, and that here on the East Coast, it's been less of that. And I made a little video and I put it on TikTok, and I was saying, where are the celebrities? And I don't know how, but somehow Flava Flav found my video on TikTok. And he doesn't know who I am. I don't mean that like, don't you know who I am? Like when Reese Witherspoon was drunk and pulled over by the cops and was like, yeah, I know who I am. I don't mean it that way. I don't mean that I am a who, that there should be a you know who I am about. What was that sentence? No, what I mean is he doesn't follow me. He doesn't know me from a hole in the wall. But somehow my video made his way to him. And he replied in all caps, where are y'all at? I'm not in New York, but I got you tomorrow. And then the next day came back and wrote, let your boy know. I mean, listen, this guy, not even in New York, is going to try to do something for us and then follows up the next day because I didn't write back. And he's like, let me know. I didn't see the thing is I don't really engage on TikTok. I post something. I call it post and bail. I just post and then I bail and I don't wait around and read comments. I don't revisit what I post. I really don't spend time on TikTok at all. I can't deal with the scrolling and watching videos. It just makes my mind feel nauseous. And so, but I decided, oh, you know what? I think I posted something about the strike. I wonder how well that video did. And it had like 42,000 views. I don't get 42,000 views on TikTok ever. I post, you know, one of the visual audiograms on my about my podcast, 500 views, if anything. And so you know, that's how it got back to flavor. Anyway, I call him Flavor. Now, I thought his name used to be spelled Flava Flav, but here, and it's verified, so it's really him, it's Flavor Flav. Didn't he used to be F-L-A-V-A? Am I getting my public enemy history correct here? I don't know. Maybe he changed it. Maybe he's matured. But anyway, so other people started writing back to him and gave him the locations of certain strike places. And he's like, thank God someone answered me. I was going to start sending pizzas to random studios. I thought that was so nice. I still never wrote back and gave the location because it's really not the point. My point is celebrities need to show up to get publicity. And then once they're there, they should bring something. That's all. But that was very sweet. Shout out to Flava Flav. And ironically, I was walking. I was going to say marching, but no one's marching. But one of the picketing songs was Fight the Power by Public Enemy. They were playing it in a big speaker there. So the universe just comes together sometimes, you know? It just all comes together. So I was reading this article that normally wouldn't really be of interest to me. It was about an influencer who went to Coachella to promote some makeup stuff and then she left early. But what I thought was interesting about it, what made me interested in the article was this notion that is it, in quotes, privileged to know yourself well enough that you know when you're done working and you maybe have to break a commitment, break a contract, and leave your work environment, do what you said you would do, but not stay for the whole thing. So I'll read you the article so that you know what I'm talking about. Because I do think that people overuse the concept of saying that someone has privilege. And this is not, trust me, I am not doing that thing that Gen X male comedians do, who are saying, oh, is everyone so sensitive? And what do you mean white privilege? I had a tough childhood. I'm not stupid. That's not what I mean. But now this notion that used to mean, yeah, you have some natural privileges. If you're straight, if you're cisgender, if you're white, you know, if you're male, if you're whatever, there's inherent privileges that you may not even know, but they're getting you through certain situations that you didn't even know you got through because you weren't stopped, you know, you weren't pulled over by the cops for no reason. We get what I'm saying. But then, like, I feel that people have become privilege happy, where they just, everything is, oh, you're privileged. Oh, that's privilege. And I ask, well, isn't that okay sometimes? In other words, if someone has a certain privilege and they exercise it and it's for their own well-being and it's something that others can learn from and go, oh, I should do that for myself. Isn't that a good thing? And I guess you could argue, well, no, if you're rich, you can do certain things, but if you're broke, you can't. I get it. I think this is a terrible example of people calling someone out on privilege. I think I have other issues with what this person did. I think I can go into that. I mean, not that I have issues with what this person did, but I have thoughts. So let's just read the article before you're like going insane, going, well, I don't even know what you're talking about. So this is on New York Magazine's website, The Cut. And this is from back in April, but Tilo Kensington, she's a 23-year-old beauty influencer. She said on TikTok, it's Coachella day 3, but I've made the executive decision that I'm going to go home today. She said she would not be attending the remainder of the festival because she wanted to, quote, not push myself. She was invited to Coachella and accompanied by Kourtney Kardashian's lifestyle and wellness brand, Poosh. Since Tilo's an influencer, the brand probably paid for her flight, her stay, her Coachella wristband, and activities while on the campgrounds. She detailed in her TikTok video that the trunk full of goodies that Poosh gifted her would be everything needed to, quote, save my life for the three-day weekend festival. However, despite the gummies, which promised to help you chill, Tilo felt it was best to head home early. She said, I'm really starting to listen to my body and not push myself when my body is telling me to sleep and go home. I need to listen. The influencer claimed that when she doesn't listen to her body, she starts to, quote, completely spiral, and recounted an experience of being on another trip and forced to, quote, rage and party, leading her to push her limits. The blowback was swift. Some called her wasteful and suggested that she fulfill her work obligations despite feeling exhausted. One user commented, how privileged, to which Tilo defended herself, asking why she should push herself beyond her limits when dealing with extreme anxiety. This led to a conversation that usually pits boomers and millennials against a younger generation. And the millennials they're referencing was Kim Kardashian in her video saying, no one wants to work these days. Tilo said she's exercising her boundaries within the workplace, even if that work comes with perks like a free Coachella wristband, a chef, etc. These gifts are proven not to outweigh the human need for rest to balance out the work. Like any employee, Tilo put in the work. She took the selfies, she made the TikToks, and she tagged the brands. She listened to her body and didn't burn out. So the person that wrote this article says, since when is it privileged to know your limits? And I actually agree.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And actually, everybody in the comments tends to agree. The first comment that I read, somebody said, Coachella looks exhausting, full stop. If you don't want to be there because you're tired and you fulfilled your work obligations, who cares if you leave? Seriously. I feel the same way. Now, my only thing about this would be, and this is me forcing myself to have a negative take just so that I'm balanced, but if you know yourself and you know that you're going to probably burn out, is there a way to work that into your job and say, can it be in my contract that I still get paid if I just fulfill this, this, and this? I can't stay the whole time. Or, you know, I can make multiple videos and I can post them every day of Coachella, but I can't actually be there the whole time. Whatever it is, I feel like in this new age of, you know, post-COVID, people talking about burnout, people realizing that the 40-hour work week is kind of bullshit, even though at the time it was this amazing, you know, like miracle of labor unions to get the work week to this normal thing. And now we realize, well, that was back when, you know, it was assumed that women wouldn't work. So you've got one person taking care of the home and the kids and all of life's things, and you have one person working. That's just not how it is anymore. So now, is a 40-hour work week manageable? Is it necessary? How much of it are you actually working? You know, can you get paid the same money for less hours? Can you be flexible? Can some weeks where it's necessary, you work 10 because that's all the job needs. Some weeks, maybe you're working 50, but you know, you've got a set weekly salary, it's not by the hour, whatever. Or it's a yearly salary that is not actually contingent on let's divide up every week into 40 hours. You know, as we start taking mental health seriously and thinking about days off for mental health and being able to leave work or take longer breaks without being stigmatized, I do think that there's a way to do it and a way not to do it. And I think, look, ideally, you sort of plan in advance so that you don't take on something that you know causes you anxiety and stress. And obviously, sometimes when you just hit a wall and you didn't know, then obviously you should be able to just stop what you're doing without being stigmatized. But in general, I would say maybe she's got to think about if this is for her, if that makes sense. Why am I taking this so seriously? I don't know why. I just, for some reason, I felt like it. But I also want to say there's something to be said for, can you, no, this is me sounding like the biggest dork who ever lived, but is there a world where you can go to Coachella and go to bed early and sleep and not have to rage and not have to take the drugs? The drugs, says the least cool person who's ever done a podcast, or drink. You know what I mean? I mean, are you supposed to be TikToking your presence at a raging party? Can you just TikTok from the first 5 minutes of the party? Maybe it's not raging at that point. Maybe it's just three people awkwardly, you know, standing around the dip, not wanting to be the first person to take some. I love that. I think there's parties with dip at Coachella. Why wouldn't there be? I don't know. Listen, but then I go, were you sleeping in a tent? This is me. This is how little I know. And I know someone's going to email me. Well, technically, yeah, Coachella. I don't care. I know it's very VIP. She's not sleeping in a tent. She's not camping. But I'm just saying, is it like the party hotel? So you could go to bed early if you wanted, but all you hear are your walls vibrating and like, as, you know, club music is playing. Or is it just she really doesn't have the discipline to put herself to bed early at Coachella? She would have too much FOMO. See, I don't relate to that. I have whatever the opposite of FOMO is. NOMO, no of missing out, no fear of missing out. I have no FOMO. NFOMO, N apostrophe FOMO, no fear of missing out. Because nothing is ever as it seems. It's like if you're going somewhere determined to have a good time, you're going to have a good time. If you're going somewhere going, well, I don't really want to go, but I don't want to miss out, go, don't go. Don't go. Don't go, don't go, don't go. And if you really can't get your mind around the fact that you missed out, then don't look at social media. Don't ask your friends how it was. Just you got to make a decision. You're going into your bubble. It never happened. You never want to know that whatever you're missing out on happened. Just go into your bubble. But I would say 1,000,000% of the time, if you're only going somewhere because you're afraid of missing out, you didn't have a good time and you would have had the best time being at home doing your own thing if you could just learn to not have the FOMO. Because if you, again, I always say, well, I don't always say, but I said this once. I said it in my book that I wrote called I Know What I'm Doing and Other Lies I Tell Myself. No big deal. I'll plug my book on my own podcast. I don't give a shit. You can buy it, a paperback, Kindle. Just don't buy a used copy. That doesn't help me. We're to get the numbers up so that I can get into the residuals. Anyway, my point is, there's a chapter where I talk about staying home alone on New Year's Eve. And when I say that, stay home alone on New Year's Eve, you go, oh my God, I can't do that. I would miss out. Oh, that's so depressing. But if I said to you, just clear your mind that it's New Year's Eve. It's not New Year's Eve. It's just Wednesday night, some Wednesday in February. And you are going to start drinking at 4:30. Like not even to get drunk. You're just going to open a nice bottle of wine at 4:30. Because it's still dark out, right? It's just getting dark. So it's totally appropriate. And you're going to order in your favorite food. Maybe you're going to get mozzarella sticks. Maybe you're going to get pizza, something that you love. And maybe you've made a sheet cake for yourself and you have ice cream, just something, things you enjoy. Maybe you enjoy vegetables and a glass of water. Maybe it's not junk food and booze, whatever it is, your favorite foods, your favorite beverages. And you put on your comfiest pajamas and you light some candles and you get under a furry blanket. And I don't know, you put a mud mask on, you deep condition your hair, you give yourself a pedicure, whatever it is you do. You get on that couch with all of your ice creams and all of your eye creams, and you put on like two or three of your favorite movies, or maybe a movie you haven't seen yet that you're just so excited to watch that, you know, no one you know was interested in seeing, so it's just going to be you. Or you're binge watching your favorite TV series. You've saved it up for this night. If I told you, hey, this is going to be your night, Wednesday, February 10th, you'd be like, oh my God, yes, please. And I tell you, you can stay up as late as you want. You don't have to work the next day. Oh my, and you, but it's, you know, you're not going to get in trouble. You get paid. You don't have to work the next day. Oh my God, you would be so happy. Now, if I say you're doing all that, it's New Year's Eve. Oh my God, that's so depressing. No, it's not. But you're just conditioned to think you're missing out. You're missing out on nothing. You're missing out on a bunch of people that are going to be drunk at midnight. If you have no one to kiss, you're going to feel bad. If you do have someone to kiss, you can kiss them anytime. So like, really, what's so exciting about kissing someone at midnight? And then you're going to take a cab or an Uber home, and when you sit down in the cab or the Uber, there's going to be a wet, squishy sound under your butt, and you're going to be like, oh my God, the person in here before me puked. You know, it's, and talk about surge pricing. You're going to pay like $100 to go six blocks. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. You're really not missing out. If you want to go out on New Year's Eve because that's your thing, go. Have the best time. But again, if you only go out on New Year's Eve because you're afraid of missing out, when is going to be the year that you realize you've never missed out once? So I say the same thing to influencers who feel pressure at Coachella. Is there a split the difference? Can you go to Coachella, promote all your potions and lotions out of the back of your trunk, keep Kourtney Kardashian happy, post your TikToks, tag the brands, get your money, get paid, influence it up, and then go to bed? I mean, I'm just being dumb, right? Am I not remembering what it was like to be in my 20s? But we didn't have this kind of thing. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I really just remember in my 20s just going out because I was excited to be out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And then I would just get so exhausted from working a day job, going out and doing comedy at night, and then going out and hanging out with people after till all hours, you know, sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night, three nights in a row. Then you crash one night and you just go home and chill and go to bed. I never felt I was missing out. I don't think. I really don't. But maybe I didn't miss out on anything. And maybe that's why I had anxiety. Although I don't think so. I think anxiety came from doing shit I hated doing. I don't know. I just don't relate. I'm not a FOMO person. But that doesn't mean I'm any better than anyone else. It probably means I'm just always in a low-grade depression and I'm perfectly happy to not go anywhere. But I'm perfectly happy once I do go somewhere. But I have learned I'm not going to go anywhere anymore that I don't want to do. I'm not going to go anywhere because I think I might miss out. Or if I do, the minute I realize, oh, I wouldn't have missed out, I'm out. Peace out. I'm leaving. So I support this influencer. I just say that as we get more into the space, as we're leading the charge into changing the 40-hour work week, into destigmatizing, taking care of our mental health, let's do it responsibly. Like, maybe don't just be like, I gotta go, you know, if you can help it. But calling that a privilege, I guess so. But it's like, yeah, maybe it is a privilege. She already got paid. She's got this cushy job. Or it seems cushy, but it's, you know, it's still work is work is work, right? You're on the clock. You're doing something for someone else. It's not your free time. But whatever. I just like the saying that's privileged is so weird to me. So maybe you're thinking, well, my job at McDonald's, I can't just do that. Well, yeah, you don't have that same privilege. But it doesn't mean she should burn herself out because you can't do the same thing at McDonald's. It means if she is setting an example for not burning yourself out, maybe that will eventually make its way to you and your shift at McDonald's. Do you see what I'm saying? We got to let somebody lead the charge. I'm not saying let's let this 23-year-old influencer lead the charge into changing capitalism and corporate America's mental health rules. But, you know, cool it on the throwing privilege around when it's really not applicable. It's really just not, because you're going to ruin the word privilege, and now you're going to ruin someone trying to do something for their mental health. You see what I mean? The enemy of perfection is, what is it? Something bad. Okay, great. You've learned something from Aunt Gen X. And if you want to hear the rest of this episode, jump on to Patreon. That rhymed. I didn't mean it to. You're going to love it over there. You get full-length episodes without ads, and it's a great community of people. If you choose to hop on the patreon.com website, you can talk to other members without any trolls or craziness. So see you over there. And if not, then until next week, have fun.